It is time for a Bay Spotlight. Mill here, and this is where we talk to local businesses who do wonderful things around Geelong and the community. This morning, it's Rod Day's turn. He is the Accommodation Program Manager for Gateway Support Services. Hello, Rod.
Hello, Mill. How are you?
I'm very well indeed. It's lovely to have you in. So can you tell us what supported independent living is and how Gateways supports people through that service?
Cool. So supported independent living, it's a service designed to help people with a disability live lives the way they'd like to live them. You know, we support them with lots of living skills, their daily tasks, routines, all those sorts of things. Home, we understand, is different for many different people. So we're trying to make sure that it's tailored to suit the needs of those people.
That sounds like a great thing.
Yeah, it's all about being person-centred and understanding that person and their choices and how they choose to live.
Right. Yeah. So what kind of positive changes have you seen, Rod, in the lives of some of the people that come to Gateways who receive support, supported independent living? How have you seen it change people's lives?
Oh, it changes in all sorts of different ways, massive changes. A lot of people, when they first move in, you know, they may be quite anxious about things, you know, having things done for them. They're used to having people. So it's about supporting people to build those skills.
Yeah.
You know, so we're not doing stuff for people. We're teaching people how to do it for themselves.
Yeah, great.
The other big change you see is people develop a confidence, a self-confidence in themselves and want to get out into the community and do things as well.
We are talking to Rod Day, who is Accommodation Program Manager at Gateways Support Services. So, Rod, you have a personal connection to this, which we'd love to hear about. Can you tell us what Gateways Supported Independent Living has meant for you and your family?
Cool. So I've been involved with Gateways for a bit over 27 years now as a family member. I also have worked for Gateways for 16 years. So up until recently, they were supporting four of my sisters. Two passed away a couple of years ago, but they still two more of my sisters they're supporting really well. So from what I see that's done for their life, they've lived their life how they've chose to do it since day dot. You know, they're very good at advocating for themselves. My personal opinion is they wouldn't have lived the life they have lived without Gateway supporting them.
Yeah, sure.
You know, they head up into, they go and see shows up in Melbourne, get out and about pretty much every weekend doing whatever they choose to do.
Yeah.
The other thing that is really important for them and for us is, as I said, they like to advocate for themselves, but the girls feel respected by the staff that come in and support them. You know, they're listening to them. They're actually more their friends than, you know, and family as much as what I am. It's really cool to see.
Yeah, that is a beautiful endorsement, and it sounds like they're living their best lives
because of
the involvement and everything that they have around them. So this is really great. Rod is the Accommodation Program Manager for Gateways Support Services, and this might be something you want for your family or somebody you love. So, Rod, what's the best way if somebody wants to get in contact and find out more?
Gateways.com.au.
Rod, it was really lovely to meet you today and to hear the story of your sisters and how they're living their lives. You obviously love working for Gateways.
I certainly do.
And it's a wonderful service here in Geelong. Hopefully we'll get to talk to you again soon.
No worries. Thanks for that, Mel.